朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
打开撒母耳记下。
Let's open our Bible to 2 Samuel.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
从十七节开始。
Verses starting from verses 17.
天父，我们谢谢你，让我们有机会可以在饼杯中纪念你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you allow us to remember you through the bread and the cup.
当我们吃你喝你的时候。
When we eat of you, drink of you.
我们实在觉得我们是何等有福气的人。
We truly feel how blessed we are of a people.
你在我们里面。
You are in us.
我们也在你里面。
And we are in you.
你是我们的。
You are ours.
我们也是你的。
And we are yours.
这是何等大的祝福。
What a great blessing that is.
你借着饼杯。
Through the bread and the cup.
你常常对我们的心说话。
You constantly speak to our hearts.
让我们记得你奇妙的大爱。
So that we may remember your amazing great love.
我们现在要求你。
And now we come to beseech of you.
求你透过圣经对我们说话。
We ask that you speak to us through the Bible.
让你的话能够说在我们的心里。
So that your words may be spoken into our hearts.
让我们这些愚顽的人可以得着智慧。
So that we, the stubborn people, may gain wisdom.
好让我们的生活可以荣耀你。
So that our lives may glorify you.
好让我们自己可以在恩典中长进。
So that we ourselves may grow in your grace.
请你听我们这样的祷告。
Please listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督的名。
Through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 我猜你们都应该还记得。
I guess that you may still remember.
撒母耳记下第一章。
2 Samuel chapter 1.
一开始就讲到说有人给大卫报一个非常坏的消息。
It started to tell that someone came to report a very bad news to David.
那个坏消息是什么呢？
And what was that bad news?
就是以色列的军队完全的溃败。
Is that the army of Israel totally was defeated?
以色列的王。
And the king of Israel.
以及王的孩子们。
And the children of the king,
也全部被宰。
They were totally killed, slaughtered.
这真是一个非常坏的消息。
And this is truly a very bad news.
如果你还记得我们讲从第一节到第十六节。
And if you can still remember that what we talk about from verses 1 to 16.
大卫和跟从他的人。
David and his followers.
当他听到扫罗和约拿丹的死的消息的时候
When he heard about the death of Saul and Jonathan
他们的悲伤好像是火山爆发一样
Their sadness was just like the eruption of the volcanoes
排山倒海的情绪
It's just like waves and mountains that are falling onto you that
让他们撕裂他们的衣服
That they rendered and torn their clothes
他们悲哀哭嚎
They wept and they were so sad
并且他们禁食一直到晚上。
And they fasted until the evening.
但是所有轰轰烈烈的情绪。
However, all these earth-shattering news. Emotions.
都要过去的。
They will pass.
都要安静下来。
They will quiet calm down.
当他们安静下来的时候。
When they calm down.
大卫就处理了那个来报消息的亚玛利人。
And David dealt with this Amorites who came and reported about the news.
那个年轻人以为自己报来的好消息是大卫喜欢听的。
And that young person thought that the news that he gave to David was pleasing to David.
哪里晓得大卫把他给宰了。
Little did he realize that David would have killed him.
大卫把亚玛利人解决以后
And after David killed this Amorite
这里告诉我们说大卫写了一首哀歌
And here it tells us that David wrote a lamentation
这是神的子民
And this is a people of God
在神的启示里面
and through the revelation of God,
他们懂得怎么处理自己里面情绪
that they know how to deal with the emotions inside.
这对着今天的我们
and this towards us today,
是非常重要
it's very important.
因为我们每一个人
Because every one of us
都会有情绪的时候
We'll all have emotional times
我们要怎么处理呢
How do we deal with them?
大卫他的悲伤哀痛
David's sadness and pain
是因为他很在乎
Because he really cares
他热爱生命
He loves lifes
所以大卫是一个常常会哀哭的人。
And that is why David is one who constantly weeps.
读诗篇的人
Those of us who read the Psalms
告诉我们
tells us
诗篇里面大约有 70% 的诗篇是哀歌。
And about 70% of the Psalms are of sadness, of lamentations.
如果我们去读诗篇里面的这些哀歌
And if we were to read these lamentations in the Psalms
我们发现
We would discover
当大卫面对着生命中许多的绝望、损失、死亡、痛苦的时候
When David has to deal with the life's desperation, sadness and pain
他不是用逃避来面对
He doesn't use a way of escaping to face it
他也不是用否定来逃避
He also does not deny it
他也不是用漠视来面对这些痛苦。
He also did not just admit it silently.
漠视是 ignore.
Ignore it.
他是勇敢的、诚实的面对。
He just bravely and honestly faced it.
然后他把他的痛苦带到神的面前去祷告。
And then he bring his pain and pray in front of the Lord.
你知道我们现在所生存的这个社会
You know that in this world that we're living in
所有的消息都是坏消息
All the news that we receive are bad ones
好消息不会上电视
Good news will not be brought onto the television
也不会上报纸
It won't be reported in the newspapers
所有你听到的消息不是天灾就是人祸
All the news that you face are either catastrophe or humanly made
你听不到好消息的。
You cannot hear good news.
当你在看电视的时候
When you are watching the television,
你发觉面对的这些天灾也好，人祸也好
Whether this are from a catastrophe or humanly made, all these news,
有人会在那里分析
Some people will be there analyzing.
有人会在那里批评
And some will be criticizing.
有人会在那里预测以后还要发生什么事
And some people will be there forecasting or predicting what will happen later.
还有人借着这些别人的错误在那里大做文章
And some people will just make up a big news out of all these errors of other people.
但是你很少看见有人
But rarely would you see someone
勇敢地面对这些错事
But bravely to face all these mistakes that they made.
为这些错误悲伤
And to be sad for all these mistakes.
当大卫面对极深的忧伤的时候
When David faced all this greatest sadness,
大卫做哀歌
David made up a lamentation.
做哀歌是让他把他那些呼天唤地的痛苦
Lamentations is to bring out all those earth-shattering emotions, pains
经过了面对
Through facing it
经过了接受
Through acceptance
经过了交托
Through entrusting
经过了祷告
Through prayer
升华成为美丽的诗章
They become living, beautiful hymns.
这个过程
And this process
不会减少痛苦
It's not going to reduce your pain.
但是这个过程
But this process
可以因为彻底的破碎和炼净自己的灵魂
And through totally breaking up and purifying of your soul, of your spirit
可以除去悔
It can remove all these regrets
怨
and complaints
恨
and hatred
苦毒
and bitterness
你知道很多人经过一些痛苦的事
And a lot of people when they walk through all these sufferings or pains
他留下来的
What is remaining is
悔
Regrets
怨
Bitterness, a complaint
恨
Hatred
苦毒
And bitterness
那四样东西
And these four things
在人的生命里
In the life of man
是灵魂的毒瘤
It is really a bad tumor, a cancer cell in you.
For your soul.
For your soul.
我们惊讶
We are amazed.
如此丑陋的悲痛
This kind of ugly sadness.
可以在神的手中建立出基督的美丽
That in the hands of God can bring out the beauty of Christ.
这是每一个基督徒面对苦难的时候都需要学的功课
And this is a lesson that every Christian needs to learn when they face sufferings.
我们要诚实的去面对
We have to face it honestly.
我们也要接受神所给我们安排的
And we also have to accept what God has arranged for us.
我们要把自己全然的交托在神的手上
We need to entrust ourselves totally into the hands of God.
我们借着祷告
Through prayer,
我们让圣灵来改变我们
We allow the Holy Spirit to change us.
最后我们借着文字
Finally,
把我们这个经历记录下来
Finally, through words, we record this experience that we have.
以至于我们的生命中
So that in our lives
也会唱出有永恒价值的诗歌
We may sing out hymns that has eternal value
大卫一生经历多少悲惨的事
And David in his whole life has gone through so much tragic things
然而他在诗篇中给我们留下的这些哀歌
And these lamentations that he has left behind for us
成为历世历代神子民的祝福
becomes blessings for generations and generations of God's people
你跟我今天受的苦
And the sufferings that you and I have gone through today
会留下什么呢
What will it remain? What will remain of it?
所以让我们来学学大卫的诗哀歌吧
Therefore, let's learn from the lamentation of David.
第一你要注意
The first thing that we need to pay attention to.
大卫写哀歌哀掉谁
And who is David lamenting when he's writing his lamentation?
看到没有
Can you see?
谁啊
Who is it?
扫罗
Saul.
只有扫罗一个吗
Only Saul?
Saul and Jonathan.
Saul and Jonathan?
会不会觉得很奇怪?
Do you find that strange?
如果大卫写一个哀歌悼念约拿丹,
If David is writing a song that is lamenting, remembering Jonathan,
这是理所当然的。
That is natural.
约拿丹是大卫最好的朋友。
Because Jonathan is the best friend of David's.
悼念谁啊?
But who is he lamenting?
扫罗!
Saul.
扫罗是谁
Who's Saul?
一个追杀他十年的人。
The one who's been trying to kill David for 10 years.
现在他死了。
Now that he's dead.
你要为他哀歌。
Are you lamenting after him?
我在猜哦。
I'm guessing.
假如今天谁让我们痛苦。
Today, whoever causes sorrow.
他不用死。
He didn't have to die.
他撞车你心里都哈利路亚。
He had crashed in a car accident, you would sing hallelujah in your heart.
你都要唱赞美诗了。
You would be singing hymns of praise.
我们发现了一个很奇妙的事。
We discovered one amazing thing.
扫罗对着大卫的逼迫,对着大卫的仇恨。
David saw Saul's persecution and hatred.
并没有毁了大卫。
Did not destroy David.
反而使大卫成为见证基督爱仇敌的一个机会。
But actually become an opportunity for Christ loving of enemies.
约拿丹
Jonathan
给大卫的爱
The love that he gave to David
是大卫生命中极宝贵的祝福
is the most precious blessing in David's life.
但是约拿丹的这个爱
But Jonathan's love
也是给大卫生命带来极深痛苦的来源。
It's also the source of the deepest sorrow that brought to David's life.
可是这个痛苦
However, this sorrow
能不能够使大卫变成一个更好的人
Can it improve David to become a better person?
你知道你这一辈子
You know that in your whole life,
有人给你小鞋穿
If someone like try to gossip behind you,
有人让你很痛苦
and cause you sorrow,
不好受
It's not good to bear.
但是你这一辈子
But for your whole life,
也会有人爱你
Someone would still love you.
有人帮你
Someone would help you.
有人对你好
Someone would treat you well.
这个好受吧
Is that good for you?
这个好受
Does that feel good?
对不对?
That's good.
但是让我告诉你
But let me tell you.
其实别人对你坏
If even someone treats you badly,
或者人家对你好
Or someone treats you well,
其实都不够重要。
That is not important enough, actually.
真正重要的。
The true important thing is.
是别人怎么对你。
Is how the others treat you.
能不能够把你变成更好的人。
Can it turn you into a better person?
那个才是我们要学习的功课。
That is the lesson that we need to learn.
大卫作哀歌。
David lamenting.
且吩咐将这歌教导犹大人。
And he ordered that the man of Judah be taught this lament.
大卫自己在做哀歌的过程中要学好多十字架的功课。
David himself, when he was in the process of writing the lamentation, he has to learn a lot of lessons of the cross.
大卫知道。
David knows.
不只是他自己需要学。
Not only himself, he needs to learn.
他知道整个犹大的百姓都需要学这个功课。
He knows that the whole of Judah, the people of Judah needs to learn this lesson.
所以吩咐教导他们。
That's why he ordered that this lamentation be taught to them.
悲伤是可以用来塑造文化的。
Sadness can be used to mold culture.
我们如何处理悲伤的情绪
?How do we handle the sad emotions?
可以影响别人如何面对苦难。
Can affect others how they face sufferings.
这也是为什么在基督徒的生活中
This is also why in the lives of Christians
苦难永远是有意义的。
Sufferings always have meanings to it.
大卫给这首哀歌取名叫公歌。
And David called this lamentation the bow.
很可能是因为约拿丹的兵器就是那个弓。
It is very possible that Jonathan's weapon is of the bow.
也很可能大卫还记得在撒母耳记上十八章那里约拿丹曾经送一把弓给大卫。
It's also very possible that in the David remembers that in 1 Samuel chapter 18, Jonathan gave him a gift of the bow.
把这首歌写在贾沙尔书上。
And to write thislamentation in the book of Joshua.
犹太人的拉比告诉我们
A Jewish rabbi told us.
贾撒尔书
The book of Joshua.
是犹太人用来专门记载一些他们历史上的英雄伟人的事迹
It's the Jewish people's way of recording all the heroes in their Jewish history.
在圣经里面另外一个地方也提到了这卷书。
In the Bible, in another area, it's also mentioned this book.
那是在约书亚记一章十三节。
That's in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 13.
不过这个书后来就失传了。
However, this book was lost later on.
所以我们没有人知道那本书里面除了这两个圣经提到的事情以外还写了什么
Other than being mentioned in these two areas in the Bible, no one else knows what is actually recorded in there.
大卫要百姓学习如何面对扫罗的仇恨
And David wants his people to learn how to face the hatred of Saul.
也如何面对约拿丹的爱情
And also how to face Jonathan's love.
如何接受从爱和恨所来的痛苦
How to accept the sorrow that comes from love and hatred.
如何不被爱和恨所毁坏
？How not to be destroyed by love and hatred？
在顺服中长进
，Through submission we grow。
脱离一切的肤浅
，To depart from all shallowness。
可以流露出基督的荣美
，So that the beauty of Christ may flow out。
只有这个样子。
Only through this.
我们的个人。
Our individual, individuality.
以及我们的团体。
And our group.
才能够一起分享属灵的丰富。
Can share together the richness and abundance of spirituality.
否则像现在的一些基督徒
Otherwise we'll be like some Christians today
人生中碰到失意
When you are lost in your life
痛苦
Sorrow
麻烦
Troubles
要不然就否认
Otherwise denial
要不然就逃避
Or you escape
代价的结果是什么呢
What is the consequence that comes with it
如果人不从这里面学功课
If men do not learn lessons from there
留下来就是忧郁症
What remains will be depression
就是对很多不同的事情上瘾
And you will be addicted to a lot of different things
人会对酒上瘾
You may be addicted to alcohol
人会对情欲上瘾
Or maybe the lustful desire
人会对游戏上瘾
Or games
漫画上瘾
Or cartoons
小说上瘾
Or just purely novels
上网去浪费时间也会上瘾。
And when you're flowing on the internet, you're just wasting your time, you can be addicted to that too as well.
为什么会上这些瘾?
Why we would become addicted to all these things?
是因为人碰到一点的不高兴就放纵自己。
Because men will indulge in different things themselves as soon as they encounter difficulties.
逃避痛苦。
To escape from the sorrow.
你可以逃避。
You can escape.
逃避的结果是什么?
What is the consequence of running away?
你的生命是平庸的。
Your life will be so mediocre.
贫乏的。
It is so lacking.
肤浅的。
Shallow.
这是这一个时代基督徒的特点。
And it is a special characteristic of Christians today.
也是不信主的人的特点。
It is the unbelievers' characteristics.
大卫在这里告诉我们
David is here telling us
有另外一条路
There's another way to go
是你好好的面对
Is that so that you can to face it
你好好的学习
well, To learn well
19节到21节
From verses 19 to 21
大卫在这里回想他们的羞辱
And David is here reflecting on the shame
以色列啊
O Israel,
你尊荣者在山上被杀。
Your glory is laid on your heights.
大卫呼吁以色列人。
David is calling out to the Israelites.
面对他们的失败和羞辱。
To face their defeat and their shame.
你的尊荣者。
Your glory.
也可以翻作是 honor.
It can be translated into honor.
也可以翻作 beauty.
It can be translated into beauty.
它原文是一个很特别的字。
There's a, the original text is a very special word.
它是羚羊。
It's some kind of lamb.
是那个很会跳、很会跑的羊。
It's the one that it knows how to jump and run.
大卫用这一个字。
And David using this word.
是一语双关。
There are two meanings to it.
因为这个字可以指扫罗
This word can refer to Saul
这个字可以指约拿丹
It can refer to Jonathan
这个字还可以指整个以色列的军队
It can also be talking about the whole army of the Israelites
但是在大卫的心中
However in David's heart
他整个最伤心的是
The saddest thing for him is
他在这一段哀歌里面
That in this lamentation
他重复了三次。
He repeated three times.
大英雄何竟死亡。
How the mighty have fallen.
大英雄何竟死亡。
How the mighty have fallen.
大英雄何竟死亡。
How the mighty have fallen.
19, 25, 27节。
19, 25, 27 verse.
这是整个哀歌的主调。
That is the main theme of the whole lamentation.
我们很容易就会忘记。
Very easily we will forget.
扫罗。
Saul.
约拿丹
Jonathan
以色列的军队
The army of Israelites
过去曾经有多少的荣耀
What glories they had in the past
过去是何等的大能
How mighty they were in the past
他们曾经是耶和华神手中的器皿
They once were the vessel in the arms in the hands of our Lord Jehovah
他们曾经多次打败非利士人
And many times they have defeated the Philistines
如今他们竟然倒下
But now they actually have fallen.
你知道很多人呢、啊、
You know that many people
常常看见别人失败的时候
Constantly we see when they see other people fail
都忘记了他们以前的荣耀
And they forgot about the past glories that they had.
有多少人刚刚看过 Super Bowl?
How many of you have watched Super Bowl recently?
这么少
So few people.
请问各位
Let me ask you.
哪一队输了
Which team has lost?
啊 Bronco 输了哈
Bronco has lost.
请问各位 Bronco 输得惨不惨啊
Was it sad for Bronco to have lost?
啊惨不惨
Yes.
很惨啊
Very sad.
好像输了要脱裤子一样是不是
They were so sad that they as if they need to remove their trousers.
太丢脸了
It's so shameful.
但是你看那个球赛的时候
But when you were watching the game,
你有没有想过
Have you ever thought?
他们不是不好的队哦
They were not a bad team.
他们可以打进 Super Bowl 不简单啊
To be able to enter into the Super Bowl is not a simple thing.
他们要赢过多少场啊
How many games did they have to win before they get there?
听明白没有
Do you understand?
所以我们今天碰到别人
So today when we see others
当你看见他失败
When they see that they fail
你看见他软弱
That they were weak
你千万不要以为这就是他的全部
Don't think that there is, this is their entirety
他过去一定有过一些成功的
In the past they must have some successes
他一定有一些是得胜的
They must have some victories
二十节
In verse 20,
有两个不要
There are two no.
然后有两个免得
And so that, lest. There are two lest.
这两个不要
And then said no.
加上这两个免得
To add on the two lest.
都在那里说明在大卫的心中
It's all there illustrating that in the heart of David.
他所关心的是什么
What he cares about.
他关心的是神的荣耀。
What he cares about is the glory of God.
为什么
Why is that?
因为在加特在亚斯基伦
Because in Gath and in Ashkelon,
这是非利士人的两个重要城市。
These are two important cities of the Philistines.
那里这些不拜神不拜真神不拜耶和华的人
And these are the people who do not worship the true God, the Lord Jehovah.
当他们在庆祝的时候
When they are celebrating,
他们是认为他们的胜利是他们拜的假神带给他们
They thought that the victories was brought on by the false God that they worshipped.
所以就给耶和华神带来羞辱
Therefore, it brings shame to the Lord Jehovah.
你读这节圣经
When you're reading this part of the Bible
你千万不要以为
Don't think that
大卫是要想办法去封锁他们的网站和电子还是电台
That David is trying to block all their internet stations and the television stations
大卫写这几句话
David when he was writing these few words
是要让以色列的百姓
Is to allow the Israelite people
让他们牢牢地记得
so that they will remember firmly
这是何等羞辱的事
what a humiliating thing that is
他们的敌人会主动地在那里电视可能是比 CNN 还要报得详细
that their enemies will there be actively like the reporting the news that is even stronger than BBC, CNN
大卫希望神的百姓
David hoped that God's people
要记住这种羞辱的经历
remember, that they will remember this experience of shame
他们下一次面对仇敌的时候
the next time when they face their enemies
如果他们还记得这一次的痛苦和羞辱
if they still remember this sorrow and shame
会减少他们以后的痛苦。
Will reduce their future sorrow.
你知道以色列的军队
？You know that the army of Israelites.
就是到现在
，actually until now even.
每一次他们要正式受接的时候
，though and every time when they have to be officially to be defeated.
不是。就是 promotion.
Oh, to be promoted.
就是你要做一个军官从一个官到另外一个官的时候。
That you're being promoted one from one position to another.
都会聚集在玛撒大的那个旧城堡上面。
They will actually gather in the old city of Mashda.
那玛撒大是什么地方呢
？What kind of place is Mashda?
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。